Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, hey, can you put the game on? At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up until 4:30, the head chef is back. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the top-selling Halloween candies by state. But first time, for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
And I want to read you one text here pertaining to the Men's Room poll about daylight saving time, all right?
All right.
It says, we actually get off daylight saving time right now. Reason that we still change our clocks is because we voted to permanently keep daylight saving time year-round. Arizona and Hawaii don't have to get permission since they stay on standard time year-round.
Okay.
We can as well, but we're dummies and want to permanently keep our clocks wrong.
Okay, I follow what you're saying.
So we're not on standard time right now.
We're on daylights. People voted to stick with daylight savings time. I guess that's why Congress says, let's think about it. We're Hawaii and Arizona, so yeah. We're standard time.
So, right, so we're all in favor of let's just go to standard time.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, me too. But that's not what we're saying by keep daylight saving time. It's the exact opposite of that.
Right.
We just said it entirely wrong.
Right, we want to keep standard time, so there you go. Live and learn.
Standard is the standard.
That's right.
There you go.
Bartolos, can I get a birthday shout out to my daughter, Lyra, a.k.a. the Squeaker Creature. She turned the big two today. She loves a fish sandwich. Maybe throw in some Coach Ted advice. She is a mouthy little beast. So maybe a cut that bitch off would be great.
Wow.
P.S. Thrill, Titanic is a great movie. Love you guys. That from Niall.
Fish sandwich.
What was this two-year-old's name, Miles?
Lyra.
All right, Lyra, listen. I was literally at a two-year-old's birthday party over the weekend. My big advice for you, I know you like the icing, but you can eat the cupcake as well, all right? There's a chance it might be a Funfetti cupcake that I saw, but I watched my buddy Lenore, who's only two, just eat the icing. I was like, Lenore, come on, eat the cake.
What are we doing?
Eat the cake.
And did they?
No.
Huh.
What the hell?
Cut that bitch off.
Well, the icing is pretty good, I guess.
Cut that bitch off.
Guys, would love to have a happy Dirty German birthday. Maybe the captain telling me how I should spend my night celebrating 37 trips around the ball of fire. Keep on rocking, bitcholas. That from Dean.
Yeah, for your 37th birthday, I think you go out and you try to get in the 37th position. It will require two more people to make it possible.
Yeah, or you could go the opposite way and do the 73 position. So you take a pill and just lays out.
Ooh, well, ahoy there, and happy 37th birthday. You know, it's funny. And your Captain's 37th birthday, after I was done chewing on fermented gummy bears, I too went 37 times around the Great Ball of Fire. It should be noted, that's what we call Wendy's undercarriage, the Great Ball of Fire. Let's just say that the carpet matches the curtains, if you get my meaning. And you can smell my mustache for proof. Crunch berries.
All the guys from the Alstom crew in Hornell, New York, want to wish our cartoon mom voice and diehard Bills fan co-worker Stephanie a happy 45th birthday. She's almost always in a good mood and has a pointed way of letting us know it's cold. Her dream job is being Josh Allen's backup snapper. I think she means football. How about a Sarah Palin, a Johnson boat, and the Dirty Germans talking about her playing tight end? For Josh Allen. That from Joe, Keith, F This Jason, and the Trickler.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Yeah, hopefully Josh Allen isn't too picky since you described it as a long snapper. Maybe he's okay with whatever it looks like.
Yeah, just be prepared because whether the position you play was Mr. Allen or if it was girl, just know he likes to scramble and run around.
Gentlemen, I'm sending in a birthday request for a shout out for myself. I'm turning 60 today, so I want to request a big old bong rip and the seven words you can't say on the radio. Love your show. That from Papa Chives.
Once again, Men's Room Colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Hi, guys. Here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. It's getting to be that time of year. Kids are getting fired up, so are adults. They're going to parties. They're putting on costumes. Halloween is around the corner. I would also venture to say that's just the candy heaviest time of year.
I would hope so.
Obviously for children.
Yeah.
And then people that have children end up eating candy.
That is correct.
People that don't have children buy candy on November 1st because it's half off.
And they can eat candy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel like whoever you are, like, you get around Halloween, like, you have some candy.
Right. Why is it that at Halloween, I feel like, for the most part, we try to do a good job with the candy, right? And then the other candy heavy holidays, Easter, and we're like, F it, here's some sweet tarts. You know what I mean? Like, no one really hands out chocolate on, maybe get a chocolate bunny. But other than that, it seems like you get all
the
those
Reese's
kind of
have the little eggs, the chocolate eggs.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a couple things.
There is a couple things, yeah. And you're right. And Christmas.
Jelly beans.
When I was a kid, like, you'll get some candy in your stocking.
Sure.
But Christmas seems much more of, like, there's cookies and brownies and stuff around.
And the truth, the kids want the gifts. You give them a cigar, they're like, yeah, cool. I want to open the gifts.
Yeah. And then Thanksgiving, you have pies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on. All right. So this has been over 17 years they've been doing this. We'll start with top-selling candies for every state. We'll start outside the top 10, all right? In Tennessee and in Idaho, what do you think their number one is?
Candy corn.
No. It's a legit one.
Snickers.
Good call. It is Snickers.
Yeah. I'm down.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you. I don't need applause.
How did you know that?
I didn't.
Okay.
But he said legit, and I'm like, okay. So it's one of, like, three.
I don't think Idaho's had a Snickers in years, though. They seem a little angry. Tennessee. I mean, I don't know. First of all, Snickers is just a good bar.
It is.
Yeah, especially when you're hangry.
Also, I would say this, that another nice thing about Halloween, and I know as a kid you're obsessed with getting a full-size bar.
Of course.
Which is a lot more prevalent these days.
Actually, they just did a study where a lot of the kids did not want the full-size bar, but it's the same theory as the kids really little. You can hand them a dollar, and when you're done with them, they take six pennies because there's more. So they said the kids felt better grabbing, like, the little bite-sized Snickers.
Yeah.
And when you gave them a King bar, they're like, yeah, I don't want all this, which is nuts to me.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I kind of prefer eating, like, you could eat three different kinds of fun-size bars.
Yeah,
or just one or the other. And I also feel like when I was a kid, I was more apt to eat more candy if they were fun size. If I sat there with three whole candy bars, my mom would have been like, you can't eat all that.
Right, right.
Let's get into some little odd ones. Georgia and South Dakota. I like this candy. I'll give you a hint. It takes forever to eat. Because you got
caramels.
Not Tootsie Rolls.
Jolly Ranchers.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
that's not bad.
I like a Jolly
Rancher. Yeah, I don't mind the Jolly Ranchers.
That's one of the sweet candies I actually like.
I like Jolly Ranchers. When's the last time you had one?
A couple years ago.
You had one last night?
Yeah.
For real?
You had an hour to kill?
Well, my wife and I went for a walk, stopped at 7-Eleven, got some Jolly Ranchers.
You ever had the Jolly Rancher chews?
Yes.
What do you get,
green apple or watermelon?
I got cherry.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I like Jolly Rancher. I just feel like sometimes I get bored, like, all right, I'm done with this.
Yeah, you eventually spit it out or just crunch it.
These are out. Miles, the only state that likes Tootsie Pop bestseller was New Jersey.
Really?
Yep.
Come on, New Jersey. Yeah, when you get the middle, it looks like crap.
Thrill, your favorite hard candy,
Blow pop.
O-H-I-O. Ohio. Oh. I don't know why I can't say Ohio right there.
Wait, did you just spell Ohio to me because your mouth wouldn't say Ohio?
Yes.
I was like, O-H-I-O. I thought it was a clue.
I almost said.
You just spelled Ohio.
Yeah.
That is a weird condition. I'm from A-R-K-A-N-S-A-S.
Where are you from? All right, now let's get to the top 10. Now, this has multiple states. Again, these were the top-selling Halloween candies over 17 years. Arkansas, Massachusetts, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Virginia, and the Wisconsin badges.
Is it a chocolate or a gummy candy?
This is a, it has chocolate involved.
Chocolate is involved.
Reese's.
Nope.
Damn it.
No, chocolate's involved. I'm guessing
number 10 on the list.
Candy.
Miles mentioned it earlier.
Tootsie Roll.
Butterfinger.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah. Number 9 on the list. Let's see, but number 1 in Hawaii, Nevada, Rhode Island, and West Virginia.
Spam.
Whoppers.
Hershey mini bars.
Okay. What? You know, man, there's no...
It's like the four squares?
Yeah.
It's like eating
a plain chip, right? Everyone buys all the flavors, and every once in a while, you go back, you get a plain chip, and you're like, they're delicious. So when I get the Hershey, I'm like, you forget what it's like to just eat chocolate.
I'd rather have a Mr. Good Bar or
boring.
Crackle.
Right.
I'd rather have the mini fun
it's
bag.
It's
be able to
boring.
Get
boring.
Yes, he's right.
Right, but hang on now. We can't confuse, right? I think that they're more talking about fun size instead of, like, the bite size.
Yeah.
Right? So if you just have a bite of the Snickers one, that's fine. The fun size one, that's four squares of quality Hershey chocolate.
Agreed.
I would thrill. Delicious. Sometimes you let it one square just sit in your mouth and let it melt.
I never said it didn't taste good. I'm saying it's boring.
Do you think in that form, dark is better than milk?
No.
I like dark chocolate better, I think.
Well, I like dark chocolate better 100. Now, but I'm in my 40s.
Yeah, that changes. Yeah. That definitely
good
changes.
For my
something,
heart.
Something happens to your tongue.
Next on the list is Hershey Kisses. Those were number 1 in Arizona and Colorado.
Don't excite me.
I thought that's when you left a tread in your underwear.
All right. I know you guys are going to be pissed off about this. And it was number 1 in Maryland and in Utah. Maryland, I don't know how you got in here with Utah. Two different totally states. But think more
Echo
of
wafers.
Think more of Utah for this boring candy. I enjoy it. Nobody else here likes it.
Circus peanuts.
Candy corn.
Oh God. Come on. You're eating a candle.
You're
eating a candle.
All right, number 1 in Minnesota, North.
Spell it.
New Mexico. I don't know why I said North.
North Mexico. Better Mexico.
And North Dakota. I'm putting the letters in the wrong spots. All right, so New Mexico, North Dakota, Minnesota doesn't really fit with them.
Is it fruity? Is it chocolatey?
This is a chewy candy.
Starburst.
Nope.
Gummies.
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Tamales.
Hot tamales.
Really? There you go.
Right. That's their favorite?
Yep.
Did you never like the Atomic Fireball or Red Hots?
No. Those didn't bother me too much, but the hot tamales, to me, I'm like, do you want me to egg your house?
I never liked hot tamales. I was always a Mike and Ike guy.
I don't like those either.
I don't want spice with my candy.
I'm with you. But, you know.
Oh, but chocolate's boring, bud. You can't add spice to your candy.
I want
to
spice it up, not spice it up.
Pick a lane. All right.
Fine.
5 on the list for number 1 in Indiana and Michigan. Again, gummy candy.
Starburst.
Ah,
I love a Starburst, man.
That little 2-pack you get at Halloween.
Yeah.
Again, like I would.
That's
okay. I don't remember the last time I bought like a tube of Starburst, but that little 2-pack, it's like, get in here, you crazy.
Have you tried the minis?
Yes.
I can't get into the minis.
But do they taste different, or you just don't like the size in your mouth?
It bothers me, yes.
Yeah, but it's like a whole giant bag of them.
It is. So, like, I feel Starburst, like a fat ass grabbing, like, a handful.
Starburst, yeah, I know, I feel you. Starburst is kind of like the Reese's company, or Reese's brand.
Yeah.
Right? You had peanut butter cups, then there was Fast Break bars, now, like, half the candy aisle. So Starburst did the same thing, right? You always had Starburst, then they were like, hey, we're going to make something sour. Then they came out with those minis. Then they had gummies. Now they have like Starburst Air Puffs.
Really?
It's just,
The
minis feel like you had one Starburst to share with your friends and you cut it up into fours.
We talk about this. I feel like
so you're micro Starbursting.
Yeah.
All right. Number 3 on the list, but number 1 in Alaska, Delaware, Illinois, Maine, Nebraska, New York, and Texas.
Swedish fish.
Close.
Gummy bears.
What if those fish were misbehaving?
Oh, they're Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
Those are bomb, dude.
Yeah. We had a list once where it was like what they're called in other countries, and one was just like very bad children.
Wasn't that Germany?
Or something, yeah.
Yeah.
So you ever see the giant
children.
Sour Patch Kid?
I have seen those, yes.
Yeah, it's a little bit taller. I like Sour Patch Kids.
They also have different like fruit flavors. They'll have like a strawberry or a watermelon one.
You can get a bag of just watermelon.
Those are really good, dude.
All right, Miles, you're not going to be happy because it's number two on the list, but it's number one in Florida, Kentucky, New Hampshire, and Wyoming.
Reese Cup.
Yeah.
All right.
Reese's Cup'em too.
Yep.
Which is my favorite. I have to admit. There are other candy bars I like, but I mean as far as the tried and true.
Consistently from childhood to now. Yeah.
And Miles, you brought up a point earlier in the show. You were like, if you buy candy at a store, you're more than likely to buy Reese's Cup, and you're right. Like, I feel like you eat fun-sized candy bar, or for me, if I go to the store to buy a candy bar, it's probably going to be a pack of Reese's.
Or like one of the big cups.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, man. That one with the Reese's, or the little miniature ones in there.
Sometimes they have pretzels in the middle. It's crazy.
And then number one on the list, number one in California, Iowa, Kansas, North Carolina, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Vermont, Washington State, and Washington, D.C.
Milky Way.
M&M's. I don't have the knowledge here if they broke down, if it's just any version of M&M's. Because you have peanuts, you have regular.
Almond.
Yeah. The almond ones. Like, that's how you, like, I buy those around Christmas because you're just spending a little bit more.
The fudge ones.
Special time of the year.
I'll be getting dead honest. I've never looked at the price, but just because they have an almond in there, to me, they feel fancier.
Mm-hmm. Head Chef, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Shout of the Day's coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up in just minutes, we'll drink a toast for the Shout of the Day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. A new report says 10 million Canadians are living in homes with quote-unquote high radon.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's just a little radon.
Don't worry about it. It's just radon.
And that's most of the population lives within, 50 miles of the U.S. border?
Yeah, for the most part.
So there's no consistency to that. I wonder why that is. Is it just Toronto?
Isn't radon just one of the... I'm going to sound stupid. Is it a noble gas?
It says, let's see, radon, it comes from the natural decay of uranium that's found in nearly all soils. Typically, it moves up to the ground, to the air above, and into your home through cracks and other holes in the foundation. All right, that makes sense.
So that's why, don't quote me on this, but isn't that why they have to put the black plastic down whenever, like, you're digging up underneath your home or something like that?
That might be why.
Like when you get underneath your house, all that black plastic is down because just disrupting the ground releases it?
I believe that's the case.
Okay. Sad news.
So sounds like an Italian fella.
Mm-hmm.
Radon.
Sad news, as Elizabeth Francis, the oldest living person in the U.S., has passed away.
Well, that means there's a new oldest living person.
Correct.
I mean, technically, you know.
And I guess
she's from Houston?
Ooh, there's a question.
Is that right?
I don't remember.
All right.
Anybody know how old she was?
115?
115 years
old. Damn!
Jesus. Yep.
From Houston?
From Houston. Oh.
I'm just saying, you watch the food they eat, like, holy crap, man. Good on you.
There was a gal, I forget how old she was, but she her secret to long life was drink a lot and never get married.
I remember that. And you hear it from a lot. It seems like these people, they get up there, they're like, I drank a shot of whiskey every day and smoked cigars.
Right.
Like everything the doctor says don't do.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they did. Starting at age 6.
Just take a puff of meth in the morning and then just go about your day. Researchers at Penn State have developed a way to modify immune cells that can be activated by blue light to destroy cancerous tumors.
Okay. Whatever works, man.
Good news. Turning them into attack dogs on those tumors.
It's
like
a... It seems like a good call.
Yeah.
And also, just like, I don't know, it blows my mind.
What's that?
You have all this new technology, and this gives you cancer, that gives you cancer. It's like, it seems like we should be able to use some of the technology like this to, like...
Get rid of cancer.
Fight it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Fight fire with fire. I think that's basically what they're doing now with, you know...
Trying to get cancer.
Chemical therapies and radiation therapies. Like, yeah, it's going to suck. And you put it very well, Steve. Like, basically, we're going to poison you, and we're just hoping that the poison kills the cancer before it kills you.
Yeah. That's essentially it.
Right. How often would you guys say that you vacuum your homes?
Once a week, at least.
Once every 2 weeks.
Once every two weeks?
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have a dog in there.
Yeah.
Good God.
Not nearly as much now. It's only my bedroom is carpeted.
Okay. That's a good call.
But you got to sweep at least once a week out the rest of it.
What if I told you were doing it wrong?
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10. 10 vacuuming mistakes you might be making. Consider this a public service announcement for the curious youth out there.
Hello, fellow horny adolescent boys. It doesn't work.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. I'm telling you, as someone who has firsthand, knowledge of this subject matter, it does not work. And if it does, then aren't you a tiny little tyke? I can say that while 12-year-old me was disappointed at the time, at least my friend was too girthy for that exercise. Try some Icy Hot.
That's not a good idea either.
No.
Icy Hot?
Yeah, I tried to vacuum.
We, because
that's right, Silly Putty.
Didn't you say it got stuck in your pubes?
Yeah. Silly Putty.
I don't think I tried anything unconventional.
I don't think I thought I was a stroke of genius. I'm like, oh, yeah, it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's the thing. You think, right, I was like, oh, run downstairs and put the Silly Putty around it. That'll feel like, because you have no idea what anything feels like.
Correct. Right?
And it felt like Silly Putty, I think, would have heard different reports from the older folk.
Feels like a bag of sand.
Yeah, and
there's
probably
newspaper printed on her labia, just like Silly Putty.
And, like, the basement was where we had our TV, so I could still see the look on my parents' face. So I was like, I need scissors. And they're like,
say
what? You weren't working on homework. Like, what? Just, I need scissors.
That's what I was thinking. Like, I'm not going to ask any more questions.
Just need
give
dog
the boys scissors.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's kind of how it went.
So these are 10 vacuuming mistakes that you might be making. I don't know why anybody would make this mistake, but there are folks that do. You're dusting after vacuuming. Knock everything onto the ground first and then vacuum. You should be done walking around your house when it's time to vacuum.
I'm guilty of that sometimes. The problem is, like, so I'll get up and I vacuum, right? I'm going to vacuum the freaking house. And then, for whatever reason, like, the light hits and I'm like, crap, there's dust.
Right.
Like, if I'm thinking about it, I will dust first.
I actually don't dust a whole lot.
Really?
I don't know the dust. Like, dust in your blinds or whatever, like... Am I really going to notice that on the carpet?
On the carpet, no.
Carpet, no. On your floor, you will. And we have all hard surfaces now, man. So my motivation to dust and everything else isn't even the dust, man. It's dog hair.
Right.
You know, because the dog won't walk around the sofa. The dog has this need to jump over the table that's behind the sofa. And some little hairs just sprinkle everywhere.
The universal rule is you should wash everything top to bottom.
Correct.
So whether it's your body, whether it's your car, if you're cleaning your house, it's the same thing. Knock everything down, then wash the bottom left.
And Ted, you're not wrong. You won't notice it much, but it's kind of like brushing your teeth and then drinking juice. Like,
I know, I'm just, you know, I'm probably going to be a little critical. A few of these, like,
oh, you're vacuuming wrong. You dusted second.
Like, I'm with you. I'm impressed. People dust.
You're using the wrong attachments. They're designed for specific tasks. Using them correctly can improve cleaning results. Making sure that you understand the purpose of the attachments that came with your vacuum cleaner, you likely have a crevice wand, upholstery head, a hard floor brush tool, and other assorted accessories that'll make cleaning easier and more thorough.
I am super anal about that because it was beaten in my head by my father.
Yeah.
That dude vacuums. Look, you could, I don't know. You can program the space shuttle. My father puts that much detail into vacuuming.
Nice. Right.
And as a kid, man, I mean, he was on you about how you vacuum the attachment. So now, that you know, it served its purpose. It's in my head.
For many years, I used to vacuum the steps with the vacuum above me and work my way down.
Right. No.
I took so many headers that I determined that was not the right way to do that. So now I go from the bottom and go to the top.
Yes.
I still have a skull.
And the attachments, man, that is a satisfying sound.
Oh yeah,
100%. We actually we got a new vacuum as a housewarming gift from the wife's grandparents, and she got so excited because it's got this digital thing that'll tell you what the dust that you vacuum up is consistent of.
And I said, do you want to know?
That's exactly what I'm thinking. I was like, why do I care?
More
I want
of
it
you.
Up.
It's you and your animal.
Right.
Most of the dust is like, oh, that's dead skin.
Right. It's dead skin. It's animal fur and cat litter. Like I know exactly what's in her doggone
pet
stuff. Right.
Dander.
So earlier this week, I'm driving home, and she and I are talking on the phone. She says, yeah, I vacuumed the whole house today, and I was just kind of giving her crap. And I said, oh, so what did our dirt consist of? She's like, there's a lot of it, man. There's a lot of it. It's in the thousands. I was like, thousands of what?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how to read it.
All right. You should be worried.
You forget to clean the brush roll or separator. Again, these are vacuuming mistakes that you might be making.
Nah, I'm pretty anal about that, too.
You can't imagine how much hair is in your house to do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you know, you use the same machine long enough, you can hear when it's not operating properly.
Absolutely.
And then eventually you look under there because the pitch is just a little bit too high, and then you see that card that you stuck up in there, and you got to pull that out along with a rat.
Yeah. You're vacuuming over wet spills.
No. No, Jesus, do not
vacuum over anything wet.
No.
There's a reason that wet dry vacuums are another category. Vacuuming wet areas with a regular vacuum not only risks damage to the appliance, but usually leaves a smeared mess on the floor.
And death. I am not kidding you. Death. I went to Dematha with a guy. His brother worked, doesn't matter where he worked. He was vacuuming at the end of his shift. Didn't know there was a wet carpet. He literally
died.
Oh,
my God.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm dead serious. And it, like,
it
was like unbelievable tragedy, but I'm just like, I would never think it could actually happen, but only because that happened while I was in high school to my buddy's brother. I'm like, it can happen. Like, if it's wet, just leave it alone. Or, like you're saying, you need a shop vac or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wet dry vac, yeah. You're letting your robot vacuum clean deep pile carpets.
I don't have a robot vacuum.
You guys don't have the Roomba?
I do not have the Roomba.
The ones that got hacked. Started saying racial crap to everybody.
And it was like 2 weeks ago. So these people, they hacked into the Roomba, and it didn't matter around the country.
It talks?
Apparently it drops the N-bomb a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But I didn't know Roombas talked at all.
Right.
I did not either.
One of the units, it might not be the Roomba.
Okay.
But one that does talk, they hacked into it, like thousands and thousands of these things.
And it's dropping N-bombs.
Yeah.
While KKK vacuum.
Yeah. I mean,
I always knew that thing was racist.
It's got a little extendo arm.
Which is weird because typically they're black.
I know.
I mean, what's up?
So they're not using it offensively. They're
greedy. Yeah. Now they suck even more.
What's up?
What's up, brother?
I mean, I don't know what those, but those little, like, those Roombas, like, if you have hardwood floors, those things are a lifesaver.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And it's funny to watch them get stuck.
I am my own Roomba.
You guys see when they play a game, they'll like tape a knife to it and then put a bunch of balloons around so it starts popping them.
Yeah.
Or you can like joust with them.
Yeah.
Ooh, jousting vacuums.
Yeah.
Sadly, I would watch that.
Yes, you would. 10 vacuuming mistakes that you might be making. You don't use the settings properly. If your vacuum has an adjustable sucking setting or the ability to change based on the type of flooring surface, make sure that you learn how to use those features to your advantage. For example, you shouldn't want to use a high-powered suction setting if you're cleaning your vintage rug. Similarly, you may accidentally blow dust about if you use roller brushes while vacuuming the hardwood floors.
My vacuum adjusts on its own, which I love. Also, the floors, also, and then if you hit a rug, like it adjusts itself.
If you can adjust the wheels based on the surface,
helps
a lot too. So if you do have a shaggy carpet, just like your lawnmower,
When I was growing up, we had one of those old Kirby vacuums, and we actually had an ability to where you could, ratchet it down with your foot, or then just push it all back all the way up the other direction. It was actually, I love that thing. I wonder if my dad still has it.
Somebody here says my dad made us vacuum 3 to 4 times a day, and we had specific line directions had to make. I thought my dad was anal about it. He wasn't that bad.
That's an OCD going on right.
Somebody says my husband accidentally vacuumed up a pile of dog ass that our dog left in the living room.
Do they make vacuums yet that like can just spin like? You know, like suitcases, like those wheels.
I see what you're saying.
Oh,
like a little 3 or 0 degree turn situation. Yeah, I feel you. You're skipping surfaces. Neglecting the dust under beds, sofas, or other furniture can lead to quick buildup, amplifying indoor allergies. This is why they say use a robot vacuum, because it'll just go.
I get that. I try to get down in there, man, because somehow all the dog's hair is like, let's meet under the bed.
No kidding, dude. You're vacuuming your stairs with an upright vacuum.
I don't have a choice. That's why I'm saying
you don't have any attachments.
I do, but you're still
still got to lug the thing.
Yeah, the vacuum still has to be on
the hose. Is not long enough.
Correct.
Can you get a hose extender for it?
I do, but it's still just not practical. It's the right thing to use. Back to your other thing about the application.
Sure,
if you're going to use a wand or whatever, it's just kind of harder to.
My wife and I just had a conversation. I'm like, I need a dirt devil, one of those handheld things.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired of lugging this bitch up the stairs.
Yeah, there's our maintenance worker who vacuums. She basically has there's a couple kinds. There's a canister can that you wear like a backpack.
Yeah, it looks like a scuba tank.
All right, so I've seen that before. We just have the hose.
Yeah.
And there's also the ones that she has downstairs. There's no cord. So it's still powerful.
Yeah.
But you're not dragging that cord behind you. And she's just freewheeling it, man. She can go wherever she wants.
I'm just surprised you, of all people, don't have one of those little dirt devils.
I used to when I had Dr. Gomez. But after he passed away, I did not need to suck up litter every single day.
Yeah, no kidding, dude. You're not cleaning the filters.
That's very
cool. I'm all in there, man. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very satisfying.
You can also throw those in your dishwasher.
Really?
Or your washing machine, yeah.
Is it plastic or is it spongy?
It is a mesh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, sometimes there's a sponge.
I mean, it's a pretty durable mesh, though.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, it's blasting stuff in there.
So. That makes sense. That makes sense. But then this is the number one mistake that you might be making when it comes to vacuuming. And my dad got on us all the time with this. You're vacuuming too quickly.
Yes.
And they also put in there, you know, only in one direction. It says back and forth, back and forth. Sure, you develop a natural pattern when it comes to cleaning carpets in your home for the 7,000th time. Vacuuming a rug with the same route every time or routinely just moving the vacuum to and fro in a single direction isn't likely to pick up all the dirt. Instead, pass over areas from multiple angles. Rushing can leave dirt behind. Slow, thoughtful passes are more effective. Plug in, dude. Grab a podcast, grab a record, whatever it is that you're going to play. Get comfy.
Just do it like your lawn, right? Crisscross.
Right.
Make it look nice and just, I don't know, you got to go around. And honestly, sometimes, I mean, I don't think it's that hard. You go over it once, like, oh, we got to go over this again.
Yeah, big deal.
Then just get satisfied. A man in the UK was arrested after he handled a couple teenagers trespassing on his farm, Miles.
What did he do to those two kids?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?